Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Independence Day, July 5th edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our truckers out there, the men and women and the 18-wheelers getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's going to be a busy morning, so we're going to hop, skip, and jump all the way around through this. Now, we've got a couple of questions. First of all, I'm going to read you exactly what Billy said because he had some flowers in there. He says, Captain, I'm enjoying your show this morning on Atlanta's The Answer, AM 920. My thoughts on today's current events. Number one, conservative values add and multiply. Liberal values subtract and divide. He wants to know your thoughts.
Touche.
You betcha.
He's got it exactly right. There's an interesting show, I think it's on the American Heroes channel. It's called American History, Truth or Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of fascinating things that we were taught or sort of become part of some belief system regarding our history. And this show kind of straightens a lot of things out. And, you know, it can include things like the Statue of Liberty, which, by the way, was kind of a hand-me-down. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
It includes things that we didn't have a centralized government. The states all were their own government, and they were the government. The federal government didn't have any money. and they didn't really have any power. Imagine that.
Yeah.
The power resided with the states. So,
Okay.
That's really where we should be.
Well, he's got a second question here, and it's about Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is unable to perform his duties, is Kamala up to the challenge?
Well, he just said, if Joe Biden is unable. I would say that Joe Biden is unable.
Right.
We're there. I think what somebody sent me, reminded me yesterday of the movie Patton and Patton's flag speech at the beginning. And I would share with this, everybody, to go over to YouTube and listen to the flags, the Patton flag speech.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes you back to what's out there, and we face it head on. And we face it head on prepared and with with aggressiveness, assertiveness, and so forth. And we're not there today. Think of the ransomware attacks that we have had. Have we responded?
No.
Think about how we have just left Afghanistan and what has been happening with the Taliban. Mm-hmm. All along, the Taliban kept getting stronger and stronger. So have we responded? No. Mm-hmm. We left. So I don't believe that Biden is capable today, and certainly Kamala is even less capable. So
okay.
Just hold on, put your seatbelt on.
We have one more question from P. Krause. Didn't tell me where the person was at. So for P. Krause, Captain, what do you know about Russia and China possibly attacking Hawaii?
I don't think anybody can necessarily know that. I understand a concern. Hawaii was attacked once before. But I would say this. If you really have the time and do a little bit of strategic thinking and critical thinking on what Russia has been doing with their submarines and with their air force buzzing and coming up close to our airspace and sea space, if you will.
Yep.
But they also do it to Europe. And what China has been doing in the South China Sea and so forth, and in the cyber realm, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. I mean, I think that there's necessarily some kind of a pattern that we could almost predict some things that would happen. But the easiest thing to do to bring the United States to her knees, if we're not already there coming out of the pandemic and 30-some-odd trillion in debt, is hurt our supply chain.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I want to leave us enough time to be able to talk about our next topic, which is going to be General Keane and what he's had to say. But we're going to come up on the break. So very, very quick, I'm going to jump over here to something different. The fact of the matter that the Arizona newspaper filed a lawsuit against a GOP-led Senate over the audit information. I don't know what they're trying to do there, but the judge agreed. The Supreme Court agreed with that. So what are they trying to sue for? Well,
I have no idea.
To be continued. All right. On the other side of the break, folks, General Jack Keane, right on target. We'll tell you what he's up to. And we will be back. Denise Simon, FoundersCove.com. And yours truly.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And before we get back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to tell you about our buddy Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, education of our youth is always critical, and on this Independence Day, it's more important than ever because we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is no longer the case. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In Volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in Volume number 3, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren and get them started early on American history. An absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too, also available at the Coastal Market 607 in Clearwater on the Clearwater-Largo Road. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we need to talk about General Jack Keane, who, in my opinion, and I'm really sorry that he wasn't able to become the Secretary of Defense. We would have had a lot less problems, I believe.
He didn't want it. I think after, you know, he was the one that crafted the surge in Iraq. So that was his last big service to the Department of Defense and to the presidency. So, and of course, the surge worked. But we lost it. We don't hold on to our gains. But anyway, you know, it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about before the break, and those are the things that face the United States, the risks and what is known as the threat matrix.
Right.
And Biden and Kamala only really care about domestic policy. They don't care anything really about foreign policy. You know, and it was very evident when Biden went to the G7 and we got nothing out of it. In fact, we were giving stuff away. So that tells everybody, world leaders, friendly or foe, that we don't really have some kind of a red line. And Jack Keane looks at red lines all the time, and what if he's with the Institute for the Study of War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we get to a red line, what are we supposed to do? If a red line is crossed after we've defined one, how do we respond? And I don't think that this government under Biden has an answer to that.
Well, you know what, now, your first clue is? Barack Obama. We're going to draw a red line in the sand. This is the same crew.
Well, exactly. You know, chemical weapons being used in Syria was a red line. Well, they used them.
Yep.
So we've given up Afghanistan. That's not, this is not a good thing.
No.
And I would suggest the listeners just take a look at a map and look at Afghanistan and see what surrounds Afghanistan. And that will kind of tell you why leaving Afghanistan in the hands of, I would say, a kind of a feckless and feeble government, what those risks are.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing, and I refer to it a lot, is our supply chain. And you and I talked about that a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We learned, because of the pandemic, we learned the weaknesses in our supply chain. Just trying to get personal protective equipment, PPEs,
right,
otherwise known as masks. I mean, it all came from China.
Yep.
We didn't have any. We have issues with our pharmaceuticals. 95% of our pharmaceuticals come from China.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nuts. I mean, we have really left our ability to exist, and in some cases thrive, in the hands of an adversarial government. So those are the things that Gerald Keane is speaking to, and he has a bigger voice than I do, so... but I absolutely agree with virtually everything that he has to say.
Okay, we got another message from Atlanta from Billy. He says, P.S., I was a tech controller in the U.S. Air Force in the 1970s at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. At that time, it was called Readiness Command. It's now, I hear, called CENTCOM or Central Command. Correct. Then he says, kudos to you and Denise from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hot Atlanta. And I'm sorry about the Hawks. They didn't prevail, but that's okay. They made it as far as they did. So hat tip to the Hawks.
Yeah, they made it. They did all right. Okay. Well, let's back up here. What the hell is going on in Canada? At least 9 Canadian churches were set on fire by arsonists amid an indigenous anger over residential schools. What are they? What's that all about?
That's the nutty thing. They've had a lot of issues and domestic violence.
Yeah.
And if you if you want to find out really what's kind of going on in Canada, it's a big if, because, I mean, we kind of go, who? Canada? Go to Post Millennial's website. They do a very good job of covering things in Canada. But if you want to talk about a feckless, feeble leader, there's one.
Oh, Mr. Trudeau?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it hairstyle of the day?
But yeah, they are having a lot of incidents in Canada that look like what our summer was last year.
Yeah. So Joe Biden was mocked in response to his question given to him about Russia after going to his notes. He had to refer to his notes in his pocket to give the answers. And then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, well, he's fallen short of his July 4th COVID vaccination goal. Gee, what's next?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say about the man. It's obvious that he's not running government.
No.
It's just as obvious as it can possibly be. That's why he keeps a note card in his breast pocket, in his suit coat pocket. So the question then becomes, and I don't think it's Kamala either. My gut is that it's Susan Rice and Anita Dunn that are running things.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are about social justice stuff.
Yep.
And social justice stuff isn't going to solve debt. Obviously, we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not going to solve regulations, except putting on more. It's not going to make us energy independent. We've already seen that. It's not going to prepare us. I mean, we're teaching things and we're having training going through the Department of Defense and through the military academies.
Yeah.
That are ridiculous. That our adversaries aren't, you know, that our adversaries are not putting people through white privilege training. Can you imagine Russia putting their entire military, or China, through their entire military over training of white privilege?
Nope, they're laughing at us right now over that. By the way, before we have to go, the Democratic Socialists, you know who they are, right?
Sure.
They're down in Venezuela talking to Maduro.
Well.
Goodness sakes. Can we keep them there?
I hope.
I wonder what on earth they're doing down there. But anyway, maybe they're getting tips. All right. We'll have to continue this tomorrow, and you and I will be talking probably a little bit more about the storm then, because we'll be comparing notes on what it's like up on your mountaintop. Which, by the way, when the wind blows, it blows up there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, batten down the hatches, kiddo, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise,
all right.
You betcha. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and we're coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining part of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A officials announced their intentions to bring down the section that remains standing ahead of the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa out of fears that winds from the storm could bring it down. Search and rescue work had been halted to allow demolition crews to prepare the building. They'll resume their search as soon as they're given the all-clear. And Tropical Storm Elsa is approaching Cuba, bringing the possibility of major flooding to the island. The storm is expected to cross central Cuba on Monday afternoon, thousands of people already evacuating from the path of the storm. Elsa is expected to weaken as it moves back over water, forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Ron. And this is going to be shuffled around here. Normally you hear the Military and Veterans News segment, but because we have an update on Tropical Storm Elsa, which just came in, which affects the area that I'm broadcasting from, I'm going to go to that update. But this portion of the program brought to you by National Aviation. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. You'll be glad you did. All right, here we go. This is the brand new update that just came out at 5 a.m., and there are some changes. The location of the storm right now, if you're keeping track, 21.0 north, 79.9 west. It's about 110 miles east-southeast of Cayo Largo, Cuba. It's about 220 miles southeast of Havana, Cuba. Maximum sustained winds are at 65 miles an hour, with gusts up to 90 miles per hour. The tropical force winds are out 80 miles. The hurricane force winds are out 30 miles. The storm has slowed down. It's down to 14 miles an hour. The storm is apparently gaining a little bit of steam. The millibars are at 1,004 millibars, which is a change from before. Now, this is happening with the tropical storm watch from Flamingo to Englewood, Florida, now being upgraded to a tropical storm warning. So you folks that are down there in southern Sarasota County, Charlotte County, Collier County, and all the way down to Naples and beyond, you need to get prepared now for what's coming your way. Now, the tropical storm watch on the west coast of Florida has been extended northward from the Anclote River all the way to the Ochilla River, which takes it up almost to Big Bend. Now, the area that's involved, I'm going to get into the discussion here a little bit. It's talking about at 5 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Elsa was located moving northwest, 14 miles per hour. General motion was expected to continue today, followed by a turn towards the north-northwest on Tuesday. And on the forecast track, Elsa is expected to move across central, more like western Cuba later today and pass near the Florida Keys early Tuesday. Elsa is then forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, the maximum sustained winds remaining near 65 miles an hour with higher gusts. Once it gets in the Gulf, some strengthening is possible. Now, what it's going to strengthen to, and everybody knows in Florida, in the Gulf, when you get an 85-degree weather, and you're out in the Straits of Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, that a lot of things can happen. I'm not going to say it's going to, but I'm just going to say you need to be prepared. Now is the time to do it. If you're up and you're listening to me and you don't have to go to work today, go to Walmart or whatever's open right now and get whatever it is you need to get, assuming that you might lose the power, assuming that you might have to clean up some tree limbs that are down. Because that's probably what we're going to see with what they're telling us. And now I'll get into this. We are more than likely going to have tropical force winds. Because the tropical force winds from the storm are currently out 70 miles from the center. Which would certainly, if it skirts up the coastline, bring everybody into play that's from I-75 west to the Gulf of Mexico. From about Fort Myers all the way up to, Wesley Chapel anyway. That's quite an area of land. Now the winds are forecast to be between 35 and 45 miles per hour with gusts to 55. This would start anytime later tonight, early tomorrow morning, until about 8, 9, or 10 o'clock tomorrow night. There is a projected storm surge of 2 to 3 feet for areas closest to the shoreline. In addition, the further inland you go, the lower the rain amounts, but 1 to 3 inches of rain is what they're talking about further inland, whereas closer to the coastline, it could be 3 to 6 inches, and there will be isolated areas where you could see 10 inches or more of rain, because that's what it's been dumping down below in parts of Cuba. Right now is expecting 15 inches of rain, according to the forecast. And here is, once again, what they're talking about with flooding. They're talking about isolated flash, urban, and minor river flooding. And they're talking about this going on all the way up into south of North Carolina when it moves across the peninsula and goes up the east coast, which is what it appears to be doing. Now, here's the other risk that you run with the storms. There's a possibility of a couple of tornadoes across South Florida tonight into Tuesday. Now, the surf is going to be rough, so there more than likely will be no swimming. The surfers aren't going to like that, but that's what's going to happen. Now, you'll hear another advisory at 8 a.m. the National Hurricane Service unless something happens in the meantime. But right now, it appears by the track of the storm and by what we're looking at, that it's going to be a little bit further offshore at the south tip of Florida. It will go across the Keys. Miami will still be on the right side. Naples will still be on the right side, but it'll be a little bit further out to shore than what it was projected to be to begin with. And then it's going to make that right turn somewhere either north of Tampa Bay or south of Tampa Bay. So keep that in mind with all of your plans. Now, that's for everybody that's out there. And, again, subject to change, I would strongly suggest that if you're concerned and you have questions, that you go to FEMA.gov or you go to MyFlorida.gov and go to the hurricane page that's there. It'll give you the information that you need to have. And this isn't just a storm limited to Florida. It's going to go up into Georgia, too. So my friends up there in Georgia, Valdosta, you might be on the fringe of this, we'll see. And certainly as I'm looking at this cone of uncertainty that's here, it does look that way. But the best thing that could happen right now is if there'd be more interaction with the mountains in Cuba, and no one can say that that's going to happen, which is why they have increased the watch and increased the warning area the way that they've done to Englewood, Florida. Now, that's just south of Sarasota, and about an hour or so south of Tampa. That's all subject to change, too. Okay. Going to be a busy day, I can tell you, tonight and tomorrow. And the people that are out there that have to go to work today, get it done, whatever you need to do, and pay close attention to the weather. Because the people that go out and get on the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, I would not be surprised if that isn't one of the first things you hear about being closed when the winds pick up. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Now, it's been Decoration Day since Sunday, actually, because Sunday was July the 4th, which was the actual holiday. And a lot of people are going, Happy 4th of July, it's the 4th. Yeah, but folks, it's actually been celebrated as Decoration Day, which is what it was to begin with. So I was having some fun with some folks that kept saying, oh, happy 4th, look at this, it's the 4th of July, and they were pulling out their red, white, and blue, and this, that, and the other. I said, what were you doing 2 days ago? Huh? What do you mean? I said, well, did you have your flag up 2 days ago? No, it wasn't the 4th of July. I said, you need the 4th of July to put your flag up? And I was just kind of teasing them a little bit. But, you know, after Saturday night, my God, 40,000 people at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds and thousands out on the street driving around that couldn't get in.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Roger B. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Roger P. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's had made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Boy, I'm telling you, that felt great on my bad back when I sat in it the last time I was in one. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you a bunch more money, too. Now, Chris Markowski is taking the day off because he's going to be with his family, and they probably burned a bunch of fireworks somewhere last night. And I'm going to keep going here. I've got another announcement to make. This is from Duke Energy. Duke Energy says you can visit their storm center for tips on ways to stay safe before, during, and after the severe weather hits. If you experience an outage, please report it on our website or through our mobile app, or text OUT to 57801. That's out to 57801. Or give them a call on their standard line, their trouble line, 800-228-8485. That's 800-228-8485. Stay informed. Make sure you're signed up to receive outage alerts and bookmark their outage map to stay updated on estimated restoration times. You can also visit floridadisaster.org. Now, that's the website. That's the actual website. Instead of going through My Florida, you can go to floridadisaster.org and check out all the different things that you need to know there. It's all there. You'll learn about your county's emergency plans, warning signals, evacuation routes, locations of emergency shelters, all of the above. Now, I haven't heard anything about shelters opening up in this area yet, but further down south, there have been some shelters reportedly being open. Leo said something about Miami earlier. He's listening to me, so Leo, if you want to update me, you can down there in Miami. Same with you, Fred, if you want to update me out of Fort Lauderdale. And by the way, consider making plans for extended outages for the elderly and those with special medical needs if they need it. You need to let Duke Energy know about it right now so that they can make sure they get them on a hurry up and get the power back on list, which is what they do, I might add. That's what they do. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, and I'm going to go to a story that came earlier in the show, but I need to repeat it again. America's largest teachers union has voted to help their members fight back against the anti-CRT rhetoric. Wonderful. Now, the National Education Association, known as the NEA, which represents more than 3 million employees in public education, has voted to spread and further the teaching of the quasi-Marxist critical race theory, CRT, which they describe as being reasonable and appropriate framework for students to understand and interpret America's past and present. What a bunch of garbage. Now, they've also committed at least $127,600 to advance its pro-CRT agenda. Now, according to the plan, the NEA will share and publicize information about what CRT is and what it is not. They'll dedicate a team of staffers to assist union members who want to learn more and fight back against the anti-CRT rhetoric and provide a study that critiques power and oppression in American society, including white supremacy and capitalism. Wonderful. Just what you want to hear from those clowns. Now, they have an agenda, and you know it. The union also declared that it opposes attempts to ban CRT and the New York Times' highly controversial 1619 Project, which recasts American history on the claim that the United States is founded and remains today a racist nation. You know, what goes around comes around, folks. And the NEA is very rapidly putting themselves in a position where if we ever get control of the school boards again, which I've told you this is the year to do it, right now, get people running for the school board, get them in there, get them elected, we can tell the NEA to take a hike. Think about it. Because a lot of teachers that don't want to be in the union or that have had it with the NEA have quit the union. You don't hear about that, but I'm told about it almost every day by somebody that's a teacher. How do you like that? Now, in addition, this measure calls for an accurate and honest teaching of unpleasant aspects of American history and affirms that CRT is an appropriate framework for the educators to address these topics. No, it is not. A lie is a lie is a lie. And by the way, next time somebody asks you and they start talking about, well, all the slaves we had, the Americans. Did you know that we had black free men because the Declaration of Independence said all men are created equal and the slaves that were in the North were released from their bondage and they fought in the Civil War? Did you know that? Did you know that? I'll bet you didn't. Did you know they fought the Civil War, the Revolutionary War? They also fought in the Civil War. But in the Revolutionary War, we had black brigades of soldiers from the North that went up against the British. Yep. Think about it. Go do your little research. You'll find out. Now, the association will further convey that in teaching these topics, it is reasonable and appropriate for curriculum to be informed by academic frameworks for understanding and interpreting the impact of the past on current society, including critical race theory. Now, this vote that they took comes after the NEA approved another measure which seeks to research the organizations attacking educators doing anti-racist work and put together a list of resources and recommendations for state affiliates, locals, and individual educators to utilize when they are attacked. Now, the research resources and recommendations will be shared with members through the NEA's social media, according to an article in the NEA Today. And good morning, George. And I saw you come in your motorcycle, George, but I couldn't get anywhere near you Saturday night. You were like off on your own, and there were so many people in the way that just trying to get to where you were, let alone some other people that I knew, was virtually impossible. But, George, it was a great event. It was probably the best Trump event I have been to yet, bar none. Bar none. And I'll tell you what, there was enough energy there at that Trump rally the other night to probably power New York City. That's how much energy that was there. Even though people were there, they stayed there, they got soaked, they dried out, they got soaked again, they dried out, and then the sun came out when Donald Trump spoke. The sun came out. How about that? I hear you there, George. George is talking about the revolution. There were two black blacks that owned a bunch of slaves, but they also let them go in the Revolutionary War to fight for the colonies, and they did, and they gained their freedom as a result because of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That freed the slaves. Okay. Yeah, I saw the rainbow too, George. Okay. I got to go here, take a little break, and we'll be back top of the hour. And Frank Silvato will be back with us from UndergroundUSA.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.